Well, basically, first of all, Katie, to be fair, today there's no water, full stop. Today there's not as much water today in Kildare Town for a cup, for a cup of tea. The water's off. There's been issues there all weekend, and issues as well in Dunfanaghy all weekend, and the outskirts of Dunfanaghy and such. Dunfanaghy Town, to be fair, was kept going because the water boys done their best to keep it going. But then, as a result, then the outskirts of the town, then anybody on high hanging ground, as such, there outside the town or Fulcara Town, they were suffering in alongside that. Now this morning, Fulcara, as it's broke, the system's broke there this morning. There is no water. They have bust pipes there. In fairness to the workmen, they've been doing their best all weekend, and all praise to them for that. They're at it now again this morning. I understand this morning there's more bust again as a result from the weekend. And that's going to continue on at least until this evening, if not possibly affecting some people until tomorrow. And hopefully, fingers crossed, that may sort things, but there's no guarantee that more bus won't arise. We have the situation there this morning. I have people ringing me there this morning from Fulcara inquiring. They can't open their cafes. They have no water in the cafes. They have no water for their B&Bs. They have no water for their flats. Obviously, alongside that, then, anybody with young families, then young children, young babies, the elderly, home helps, all these people this morning are affected big time, seriously, this morning. And we'll put out the appeal here this morning too. Also as well, another thing this morning too, a big inconvenience too, I have a young couple over the road here beside myself. They have a new house built there. They have plasters coming this morning after waiting almost a year, waiting list of plasters to come to plaster their house, or to start a plaster their house, sorry, to make a start in it. They have no water now this morning. This is the kind of stuff that this is affecting people. Irish Water have totally failed us on this. I've been on to Irish Water since the weekend, Kitty. Mm. I've been on to them since Saturday, begging with them, pleading with them to send tankers of water to Fulcara to get the Arctic rolling. Won't do it. Will not accept responsibility whatsoever. All they're telling me is there must be a business must be 24 hours without water before they will move. It used to be 12 hours, up now to 24. All this kind of stuff. And I said to them at the weekend, the way the situation was, heat wave and everything else, as well as the house being out of water, there's farmers, people with animals, cows, sheep, horses, goats, etc., do not have no water. There are no rivers near hand, there are no streams near hand. Those animals are fenced into the perimeter fields, depending on water going in via a hose tap into them or a pipe into them. They have no water. And yet, still and all, Irish Water refused. They point blank refused to send tankers. Somebody was supposed to ring me back over the weekend to address the situation or at least see how things were going. Never happened. A week today, last Monday actually, myself and my five colleagues in the Glenties MD, we were supposed to have a meeting with Irish Water out in the Radisson Hotel in the Guinea. The meeting mysteriously got cancelled due to unforeseen reasons. They didn't offer no future date or anything else. We're waiting on that meeting for a long time. We don't know when we're going to get another meeting again. Conscious of the fact now we're sitting into the middle of July, Kitty. Mm. This meeting happen now into possibly September, for all we know, due to holidays and one thing and another. This is the ridiculous stuff. Mm. And it's not fair. It is not fair. The general public are left suffering all the time. And it's totally, totally not fair. The lack of respect and the lack of decency that Irish Water have for us now at the moment, the people of Donegal and elsewhere, that they can't even send an email or put up a post on social media or whatever the case is going to be, that the water's going to be off. It's in a big problem. They will not do that. We also have a situation now in Fulcara as well, Katie, where we were myself and my five colleagues, we were all excited, as was the general public. We thought we were going to get 29 houses built in Fulcara, plus a care home for people there that needed it, for the St. Martin's family, as I say, there, such that needed it, who got moved to Dunlow there inside the last number of months. What the promise, Katie, and I emphasise, what the capital P promise of a care home getting built for them. Now we seem to be in a situation now, according to our meeting there last Tuesday in Dunlow, again, for the third time, it looks as if now this 29 houses and care home may not go ahead due to problems with Irish Water, due to problems with infrastructure, supplying the houses with water, supplying the houses with adequate sewage and so on, infrastructure to get away from it. We've been calling for infrastructure for care now for years upon years upon years. I have been, since I got elected, my predecessor, Seamus O'Donnell, and others before that, the Paddy Kellys and so on before that, to try and get the water infrastructure for Kerry, the sewage, up to modern day standard. The same applies to Dunfanaghy, the same applies to Chrysler, the same applies to Gweedore. Basically, all along this west coast, along this N56, Katie, nothing is happening. And as a consequence of nothing happening now, the whole thing now is getting crippled. The whole thing's collapsing. And alongside that, the people now are getting battered along the way, like through no fault of their own. And I'll tell you, if this ends up, if this does become a genuine reality, what I'm saying, that these 29 houses, plus a care home, group care home in Fulcara for St. Martin's family there, doesn't go ahead, we're in serious trouble here in Western Donegal and the Glenties MD. Serious, serious trouble, because it's going to set a very dangerous precedent if this comes the way going forward. Now, anywhere that Irish Water comes up against it, or they refuse to spend money and upgrade things and so on. This is turned out to be a private company, mind you, that are turning hundreds of millions of profits for the year. Hundreds of millions of profits. And yet, they fail then to spend that money back in the infrastructure and that then in our local areas. So I don't know, Katie. It's a sad day for myself sitting here this morning trying to deal with phone calls, messages and everything else. People, heartbreaking situations as a councillor here, one of six in the Glenties MD, and this is the way that Irish Water treats us. They are just giving us a out and out kicking now this morning, all weekend, because we challenge them on what's going on. We talk about what's going on, what we're not supposed to talk about. They don't want us talking about it. But this is the payback time now. We're going to sicken you boys now. We're going to starve you of information. We're not going to tell you nothing. And we're just going to make the public all the more angrier to get on to you. And that's what's happening, Katie. It's looking terrible.